Troy and Abed in the morning.
Yo, 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 pop, pop.
I've never gotten a zero before.
I'm a cat. I'm a sexy cat.
I see your value now.
Hi. Welcome to another episode of Much Talk About Community, a show where we go back and we look at the six seasons of Greendale Community College and review each and every episode of our favorite show, or my favorite show. I put words in people's mouths. It's what I do. Community. As always, I'm your host, the Abed of this podcast, Grant Ingram. And if you want to interact with us, you can do that by sending us an email at muchtalkaboutcommunity@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at MTACpod. You can follow us on Instagram at muchtalkaboutcommunity. And or you can send us voicemail at anchor.fm/MTACpod. We would really appreciate it if you do that. Also, please leave a review if you enjoy the show. We'll talk more about that later. Joining me today, you probably heard her before. If you're new to the show, welcome. But if you're returning, you've heard her before. It is Marty Shores. How are you doing, Marty?
I'm good. Today's been long. It's been tiring, but I'm good. And I watched my Community episodes, and I was very happy about that.
I'm glad to hear it. Yeah, I watched mine today as well. I was like, yeah, I need to do that, don't I? And,
I procrastinated so much because I watched one episode and then I watched like a movie in between because I never finished it. Like I was just like, I'm going to finish the rest of this movie. And then it was late and I was just like, I'm going to have to really fastly watch this tomorrow. But that's all right.
Yeah. Now, I'm very curious as to which movie that was, but anyway.
I'm not going to tell you.
Was it a Netflix movie?
Valentine's Day. I watched a very cheesy Netflix movie.
I know
which one it was. And I didn't hate it. Do you know which one it was? Do you know which one it was?
Was it To All the Boys 3?
It was.
Yeah.
And I have regrets, but it wasn't the worst movie. I always do that, though. I'm always like, I don't like the first two. But then at that point, I'm like, I've watched the first two. So now I feel bad about not finishing the third one.
Yeah.
So anyway.
I mean, that's how it is with the Star Wars prequels. You're like, huh. These things were crappy. And then you're
like,
but there's a
awful.
Third one. Yeah.
I'm literally like, these are awful. But then I feel guilty. Dude, you remember when I was little, I used to feel so guilty about like not including my toys into things. I had like a backstory in my mind. I was like, this is Toy Story and they're going to get offended. And I do that with movies now. I'm like, yeah, but there are three others that I just don't really want to watch. But now I feel bad. Because they're in the church.
Yep. I completely get it. I do the same thing with I did it with WandaVision. I'm like, I hated this. And then I'm like, but did I hate this? And so I rewatched it. I'm like, I didn't really hate this. And then I rewatched it again. And I'm like,
better.
This is amazing.
It's so good.
Yeah. The first time I watched it, I was like, this will be an interesting sitcom. And then I watched it. And I'm like, that was not funny. I'm like, oh, but that was a good
twilight. It's not really meant. I mean, it is, but it's not.
No, it's not. Like, that's the thing. When you're sitting down and expecting it to be funny, it's just not. But when you're not, it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, we need to get on topic because
we do.
Yes. That's a song for another show. Anyway, today we are talking about two episodes of season one of Community. And those two episodes are Communication Studies and Physical Education. Sorry. This is not a Kevin Smith podcast.
You said it so genuinely.
Yes. 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 All right. So, Marty, can you give us a quick summary on Communication Studies?
Yeah. So, this is the Valentine's Day episode, essentially.
No, 100%. Yeah.
Which apparently is just a thing in TV shows. randomly. And then there's the main story, which is Britta and Jeff kind of back and forth drunk calling each other and trying to like even the playing field again. And then there's, you know, the kind of side story, which is, it's kind of two side stories, but not really. So Troy and Pierce send themselves Valentine's Day gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And then Annie and Shirley decide to take revenge on Chang for embarrassing them about it in class.
Mm-hmm. Which goes even worse.
Which goes even worse, but makes for a hilarious scene at the end. So,
Yes.
Oh, it's yes, so it good. It's so good. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are your favorite quotes about this, or do you have any, or is it just
my favorite quotes are more favorite moments?
Yeah, like, that's fair.
So I love this. So I've been looking for this episode actually, because I really like I remember the first time I watched through it, I'm like, this was a good episode, like with the Abed and Jeff like drinking together thing. And I never been able to find it, and so now I found it. But I love the dancing that they do, like because the it's Breakfast Club dancing. It's 100% Breakfast Club dancing.
I thought it was funny when Abed was like, when he was drunk or hungover, what he wasn't drunk, he was hungover, but he was like, I can't even remember her name, like, and it was Molly Ringwald. But he was just like, Mary, Miranda, like.
And he got,
like, it was so good. He got so close.
Yep. I loved it. And then I'm like, I loved how he's like, you've broke me.
You broke me.
Yep.
I thought the like opening line was funny too, or like I guess it was kind of the opening line from Slater. Just I'm chaperoning tomorrow's dance. You should come. Maybe your study buddies will come. What's the blonde's name again? Bitter, Butter. Beetlejuice.
This is the first time we get Beetlejuice. Yes. Okay.
It's so good.
Beetlejuice is a running joke.
Is it?
It nice. Is. And I didn't catch it the first time I watched it, but this is the first Beetlejuice. What is it? You say Beetlejuice 7 times, he shows up? Is that it? I don't remember, but if... I don't remember if we get to 7, but I remember there are like several Beetlejuices or Beetle.
Yeah. Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a great movie.
Beetlejuice. I have
Beetlejuice.
No,
that sounds like a dance.
Come on, do the Beetlejuice. And it's just like this like square dance type thing. I don't know.
That's listen, off podcast sitcom 100%.
Oh, 100%. Come on, do the Beetlejuice. Poke your neighbor in the eye.
So good.
Sounds like that Bugs Bunny, what is it? Hillbilly Hair cartoon?
Yeah.
That's it.
Nice.
And then, honestly, this episode was so good. But the scene with Troy and Pierce in the pantsuits and Troy, like, twerking was hilarious.
It was so good. Troy was getting into it. He was like,
"Oh, he was."
So I like the whole Chang embarrassing them. Just beep beep. Oh my God, what's going? Beep beep beep. My bullcrap meter's going crazy. Beep 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 beep. Oh, it's these presents you've obviously sent yourself to make it look like you have girlfriends. Pierce, that's ridiculous. Chang, this is obviously your handwriting, Mr. Trimmer, and yours is signed "Love, Troy." Same. I'm gonna start using that, the Chang bullcrap meter.
But the better version to me was when Abed was like doing his film version.
And yeah, it was the little Asian kid.
Yeah, he's like, oh, what was Abed said? He's like the young Asian guy from or the
Lost?
Young, yeah, the young version of the Asian guy on Lost. Yeah,
yeah. He was like, that kid's going places.
But I like how the kid's like, sorry for snapping. I recently quit smoking.
Yeah.
It's like, this is good.
Oh, it's so good. The whole episode, man.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed when Annie and Shirley like tried to tell Chang that they're the ones who wrote the letter. Tricking Chang into, you know, or like trying to mess with Chang.
Yeah.
And then they were just like, no, we have to do this as women. And then they just unveiled it. And it was like, and the end credit scene too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Chang on his moped coming to pick up Pierce.
And Troy's just like, I could have driven you. Chang goes, yeah. You said he hates Froyo. Just is so funny.
And then Troy just yells a word that I'm not going to repeat after Pierce. So
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, no, it was quite good. If we had Skillin on, he'd say it.
He would say it.
Oh, he would. You haven't gotten
would cut it out.
Yeah, no, you haven't gotten unfiltered skillin. I'm guessing if you've listened, you just gotten the edited skillin, because I usually bleep him, but it's entertaining. Skillin, we're talking about you. Hope you're listening.
You have to listen to every episode we talk about. We just go on a skillin rant. Welcome to the skillin segment where we roast him for 5 minutes. Anyway.
Yes, welcome to the skillin zone. So you have anything else? Are you ready for a letter grade on this one?
I think I'm ready for a letter grade.
Okay, what do you have?
I think I gotta go A+, man. I hate doing this. I do this every time, but they're so good.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. This is an A+ episode. I loved it. The pantsuit thing was hilarious. The Jeff and Abed drinking was hilarious. We didn't even mention the line where he just goes, movie reference. I love that. It's hilarious.
Oh, it was. It was great. I have one more thing actually on. I forgot. I just enjoyed when Britta was like, when she showed Slater the message, and she was like, that was 30 seconds of a 40 minute long message. You're welcome. And she just left.
But she's like, there's so much good stuff.
I hope that we get, dude, I want a whole thing of just that, like 2 episodes of just the email.
I would kill for that sort of thing. It's just a concept, like high concept one where it's just his phone sitting there. It needs to be a podcast. Needs to be a podcast.
It does. Yeah, it does. Listen, Joel, listen. Oh, we gotta
he does podcasts. We just need him to do it soon. Yeah.
Dude, we gotta get him on and just be like, yeah, we're not gonna talk. You're gonna interpret whatever that message meant to you.
Yes. 100%. Yeah. It was a good one. We also didn't talk about Britta's head fake with the whole, I couldn't believe you invited me to the dance.
And oh, yeah. That was so messed up, but so clever and 100% something I would do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm slowly realizing that I'm like getting more into Britta because I'm relating more to Britta.
Getting into like, Britta.
Getting into the beach.
We need to reword that.
That came out wrong in the wise words of Troy.
Oh, that came out. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on from that awkward topic.
Physical education. Summary.
Okay. So in this episode, basically, part A is Abed, someone draws like in a notebook that Troy has, or not a notebook, like a schoolwork book, like a for Spanish class, textbook, like a textbook. Yeah. Why could I not think of the word for that?
I have no idea.
Homeschool. Anyway, so he finds his drawing, and then they go after this girl who they're like, oh my gosh, someone has a crush on Abed, and then part two is is Jeff joining. There's a word for it that I can't think of, but he joins a club where he plays pool.
It's like a phys ed class, but it's like a pool class. It's a billiards club.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it's called. But it's so funny. God, it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
The shorts.
Yes.
Oh my God.
With that end scene as well, with the just as they're like, one of us will love the game and the other one will love clothes, and they just both like rip their underpants off. And Annie just like keeps staring at Jeff. It's so good.
I love that Britta looked away, but Annie was like fully she was locked in.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And the dean looking at Jeff.
I'm just gathering Chang, evidence.
Just Chang, shouldn't you stop this? In a minute.
Gathering evidence, and he pulls out his phone, starts taking pictures.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
So, bit of trivia. You know, Britta saying bagel.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Dan Harmon says bagel in real life.
No, it is not.
Apparently it is. That's IMDb.
That's not a thing.
Apparently it is.
Is he from New York? This is not a thing.
It's not a thing in New York,
but is this a thing? Oh, bagel.
No, they all made, I'm sure he got made fun of for it, but yeah, no.
God, I can't imagine, dude, could you imagine, like, going to lunch with someone, and you go to, like, breakfast, and they're just like, yeah, I'll take a bagel, and you're just, I'm sorry, a what? Is that, like, a bagel in a bag, or?
Or if you're channeling your inner Don Draper, and you walk, like, your pickup line is, so how do you like your breakfast in the morning? And she just goes, I'd like two bagels. It's like, you know what? You're going to have to get it somewhere else.
Yeah, absolutely.
God, I don't do bagels. Bagel.
That was the funniest thing too, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed when they thought that the Abed drawing was from Troy. And Shirley just goes, oh, it's a drawing of Abed with hearts all around it. Strictly speaking, Troy, the Bible condemns this level of friendship. And Troy goes, I didn't draw that. I bought that book used. It must have been whoever had it last. And then Annie's line right here.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, it's a girl who has a crush on Abed. This is so romantic. It's just like the notebook. Except instead of Alzheimer's, Abed has, and then Shirley, and then Annie continues, someone who likes him. Like, mm-hmm.
It's so good. And then Shirley came back with something like, we've got to find this girl for Abed, and this is a guy that we have to find them for Jesus.
Yeah, we have to find this person for Abed, unless it's a boy, then we have to find him for Jesus, but either way, this is gonna be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so funny. So I love it.
Oh, it's so good. So this is my episode, like, okay, so I've seen most of the references here. So when mm-hmm. Abed's Don Draper,
mm-hmm.
Alison Brie is in Mad Men. It's like a series regular on Mad Men.
Oh.
Yeah, no, like she was Pete's wife in that. Great show, by the way. I'm in the middle of it. But
I think my brother watched that.
It's quite good. Like it.
Dude, Britta always looked familiar to me. Maybe that's why.
No, Alison Brie's Annie.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Yeah, no. I just enjoyed when
there's so many people that I'm just like, I know you from something. What do I know you from?
Well, if you've seen Glow, Alison Brie was in that. She's been in a bunch of stuff, like movie-wise mm-hmm. lately, but lesser roles. Anyway, I just enjoyed the what are you reading? What you reading? Pride and Prejudice. Oh, so you're familiar with Two Sins? How about a third? And then like how Annie was like actually like into it.
And was like, into it, dude. She was so focused. Funny.
See, I didn't think that worked. Like, now I'm gonna have to channel my inner Don Draper.
Dude, could you imagine coming on this podcast and be like, yeah, I have a girlfriend now. How'd you get her?
I pulled an Abed. It's the Abed guarantee.
Oh my god, dude.
Yes.
Can we talk about Leonard in this episode? Oh my god.
Leonard. Shut up, Leonard.
Leonard. Just a freaking you're gonna look like a bleep. I'm not gonna say that word. And those. And then Jeff goes, shut up, Leonard. I talked to your son on family day. I know all about your gambling. Leonard, touche. It's so good. He's so good every time. Every time
he is. I don't remember what it was he said that he was gonna look like in those.
Hey, another word for butt that I'm not going
to. Oh, okay. Yep,
yeah, there you go.
I was like, wait, yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, so when they're playing pool and it's Werewolves of London,
I love that song.
It's a reference, though, to The Color of Money, which is my favorite movie that I never finished. It was on Amazon Prime for like one day after I started it, and I had to stop it. And I've got 25 minutes left in that movie, but it is absolutely amazing. Somehow, this episode had more nudity than it did, and it had a decent amount of nudity. But there were just two like fairly middle-aged men just walking around in this episode, just butt naked, and it was hilarious. Yep.
Yeah. And Jeff just covered in the like tapestry of the
mm-hmm.
just covered up. Oh my god, we totally forgot to mention White Abed.
Okay. I wasn't done. So you know who played White Abed?
regular Abed.
Danny Pudi.
Nice.
I had no idea. I thought it was a different actor. I thought it was a different actor until I was watching today, and I'm like, oh, that's Danny Pudi, isn't it?
I knew that it was Danny. I love that you just didn't know.
I had no idea. I thought it was just somebody who looked remarkably like Danny Pudi.
I love when they do that kind of thing, and like they do in this, they do it in Friends, where they make the same, but they make them look slightly different. It's like it works really well.
It does.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you go. I just liked how Shirley was like, yeah, we found a white Abed. And Jeff goes, couldn't Abed just be a brown Joey? Yeah, if you want to get racist about it.
It was so good. Shirley was genuine about that too. You could tell she felt that with her whole soul.
Oh, for sure.
When he was going up to that girl, Abby was her name, I believe.
Jenny Adams.
Yeah, I had the right letters just in the wrong places.
Yes.
Anyway, but when he went over and they were just like, can you be the version of you that does go over there?
And he's like a vampire.
He hisses. And then Brittany goes, what the heck was that? And Abed goes, some other version of me. I think it was a vampire. They're just like staring at him like, oh my god, we gotta help Abed.
Yes, it was so funny.
Clearly he doesn't need help. No, because like, that girl at the end was like, can you introduce me to your friend? Oh, so good.
Abed's doing better than I am. Maybe I need to like just embrace my Abed.
You know what, man, same. I love that Abed, everyone's like, Abed's the awkward character, and it's like, I've been awkward for 17 years of my life. It's never worked out for me, but you do you, man.
Yeah, like, no, he's not the awkward character. That's the weird thing. Like, he should be on paper. Everything he says should be, but somehow he's the smoothest of all of them.
Somehow it's charming, right?
Like, yeah. He's like, look at me, I'm adorable. And it's like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you're not wrong. Oh, no. Dude, poor sweet Abed. We love Abed.
We love Abed.
Can we talk about Abed's impression of Jeff? Because that was so good. Just Troy was like, whoa, that was a good Jeff. How would you do that, Abed? 10% Dick Van Dyke, 20% Sam Malone, 40% Zach Braff and Scrubs, and 30% Hillary Swank and Boys Don't Cry. And then Jeff just goes, Zach Braff, Abed, sorry. It's so good.
Oh, it's phenomenal. And then I love the end credit where it's just them being Bert and Ernie. And I loved it. But
Troy didn't have time for it.
He's like, my cousin's funeral was today. And Abba goes, that was today? Yeah, I knew there was some reason I couldn't do this. And Abba just goes, poor Dimitri.
I know, it's so good. Oh, man, the end credits are always comedy gold.
Yeah, and the rest of the episode is comedy gold, too. Like, there's no comedy lead just floating around here. It's all, like, great stuff.
There isn't comedy lead.
Nope.
Anywhere.
Nope.
There's even some comedy platinum laying around.
Every now and then, yes.
Every now and then in those S-tier episodes.
Right. Yeah, we explained that joke in a podcast you're never going to hear because it was crappy.
You're never going to hear it. But we jokingly like started writing a sitcom that you're probably... we'll see. Anyway, we started writing a sitcom. It's a sitcom joke. You're never going to get it. You're gonna have to live with that.
Mm-hmm. We'll share, but we joked about doing Grant and Marty write a sitcom, and then we like actually like decided to do it. We released a trailer and everything, and then when we actually sat down to do it, I'm like, this was really like a terrible podcast.
We were like, this doesn't work as a podcast.
No, I wouldn't listen to it.
We tried.
As it is, we're gonna have a good sitcom, it looks like. Still waiting to see what Skillin thinks. The Skillin,
he's got to respond.
He does. No, he's responded. He's just told me he's waiting till today. I hope he's read it because as soon as we're done here, I'm going to go play video games with him. I'll tell you what he thinks. Anyway.
Dude, are you going to continue playing Destiny 2?
Yeah. No, that's all I play.
All day, every day. As you should.
Wait, does Discord show that I'm playing Destiny?
It does show that you're playing Destiny 2.
Yeah.
I love that you're like, wait, how did you know? I'm psychic.
Yeah, really? No, like I, that's just what I do. Like I play it quite a bit. I posted my hours in the other ship's Discord, and it just got one up by Grant, and then had to come up with some lousy excuse like, it's not counting my hours, right? Because I know, like, at one point I had 1,200 in Destiny 1.
Your controller smells, Grant? Is that what's happening?
No, something like that. I don't know. I swapped consoles, and I think that might be what's going on.
Anyway.
Yeah. No, I play a lot of Destiny, like cool people do. But are we good to go to letter grades?
Yeah, I think I'm good if you're good.
I'm good. What do you have?
I think I'm just going to go with an A on this episode. I liked it, but I liked the other one better. And I feel like I can't rate it. Well, you know what? No, I'll go A+.
All right. I'm right there with you. Just because of the Color of Money references.
Yeah. I love that I was like, wait, this episode was okay. And then I was like, wait, but the pool scene. Forgot a whole episode. I forgot a whole chunk that I blocked out of my mind. And then I was
plus Bagel.
Yeah, plus Bagel. Bagel's great. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get a bagel. I don't have a bagel anywhere like in my house, but I'm gonna tell my mom to get bagels. And when I tell her to get bagels, I'm gonna say Bagel and see what she does.
Make it a TikTok. I'd pay for that.
Make it a TikTok premium. Randomly saying Bagel to strangers on the street.
Yes. Would you like to get a bagel? What are you, a psychopath?
Like, dude, one in every 25 people is a sociopath. If you say Bagel, you're one of those people.
If you look to your left and you look to your right, you don't see a sociopath. There's a really good chance that you say the word Bagel.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Yes.
And also, you might be Senior Chang. We don't know.
You're both. Senior Chang would say Bagel, though.
But he made fun of Britta for saying Bagel. Like,
he's a closeted Bagel sayer. We all do.
Come on, Senior Chang. Come out of the closet in a Yoda outfit with a little sombrero.
Again, another reference.
You're going to see this script at some point.
We're not explaining this at all. We're going to put it on Reddit at some point.
Yeah,
we're not done with it yet.
When we get the first draft done, I'm going to put it up on Reddit then link it everywhere we've got social media.
Yeah, you'll see it eventually. Hopefully, but until then, enjoy the miscellaneous. Enjoy the miscellaneous just quotes from our sitcom that we find funny.
Yes. Okay, so this is a little off topic, but we're on a short episode today, like really short. But I just want to say, I like how, like, It's a completely clean sitcom, but it's still like, I don't know what it would be rated like type thing.
It's clean, but it's not. It's like,
Love Making Parties.
it's in the way of Friends, where like Friends is a clean show, but they have references every now and then that you're kind of like.
The Friends isn't like a super clean, like it's a medium clean show.
Yeah, ours is
like, it's very similar to Community. Like it's a medium clean show.
To be fair, ours is a medium clean show.
Yeah.
Jedi thing.
We have no swearing, but it's like very much, had to include the Jedi thing because I thought it made perfect sense in the context.
It didn't make sense when we first put it in there, and then we were just like, wait, this goes here, and it's like, yeah.
it continues to work, and then you could have like them explain the whole biblical thing, and he's just like, I meant it was going to be epic. I didn't Can't mean for Ken Jeong to show up in a Yoda outfit with a little sombrero.
And yet, here we are. Look at what you did. Look at what you did.
Look at what you have done. Yeah.
The visual I have of Ken Jeong in a, like, dude, it was straight to the brain. I was like,
oh, it hit me visual. Immediately. Yes. No, I was on it. And I like the whole joke that Kat makes about, like, I wouldn't care if he was yellow. I'd still be into it. And then it's like, that's racist. And then, like, Alf comes back. But the amount of racist you can do on TV.
It's so good.
Yes. And it was
not to toot our own horn, but like it's pretty fun.
I enjoyed it. I'm waiting to get an independent arbiter's opinion. He doesn't watch
Alan sitcoms. Just roast us. He hates it.
He hates sitcoms. So we'll see. If it makes him laugh, we're doing something right. No, he doesn't. He disliked The Office. He doesn't like Community. He doesn't watch funny TV.
Yet he's one of the funniest people we know. You know, I'm starting to feel like he's just mad that his life hasn't turned into a sitcom yet.
He's hilarious. Like, I spend like 2 to 3 hours a day talking to the guy, and it's never dull.
Dude, the freaking sand is still funny. It's still funny.
That was my response to your Instagram story, and
I literally, I was like, buddy, I can't think of anything else now. Like, every time I watch the third Star Wars movie, it's just gonna be you and Skillin.
I thought that was Attack of the Clones, but I'm probably wrong. I've never actually seen the prequels. I saved myself the pain.
Oh my god. Okay, the third one's actually good.
Okay, but anyway, I have to sit through two crappy movies to get to an okay third movie.
You literally don't. The first two are not necessary.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, I guess we should probably wrap up here. This has been a really short episode, but that's okay. I'll go ahead and get us out of here. Marty, you want to tell the people where they can find us or find you, actually?
I'm tagged in the stuff on you can find me just at Much Talk About Community I follow the Twitter, and it's Marty Shores or Marty underscore Shores on everything, and I'm tagged in most of the stuff, so you'll find me.
All right. And you can find us on Instagram at Must Talk About Community. You can find us on Twitter at MTAC Pod. You can send us an email at musttalkaboutcommunity@gmail.com. And you can send us voicemail at anchor.fm/MTAC Pod. We try to play all those on the show. It helps if we get some. Need to reword that as well. Helps if we get some voicemails. How about that? And please do leave a review if you enjoy the show. Make it something Abed would say, like cool, or something like that. I don't know. I don't care. Just make it 5 stars and make it Abed-y. Anyway, for Marty, I've been Grant, and until next time, we'll catch you then.
Oh.
13.
Oh, great. So much for bagels.
So much for what?
The bagels. You dropped them on the floor.
They're called bagels.
I lived in New York, Troy. I know what a bagel is.
What the hell is wrong with you?
What?
You say bagel wrong.
I say it the same as you.
Say it again.
Bagel. Can we just keep studying?